This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
After we lost, to be honest, you know, we didn't have the outing. At least I didn't have the outing I wanted. I thought like a lot of that had to do with, you know, my weight and, you know, being able to be stout in certain positions. So as soon as the season was done, you know, I went to Miami, started eating, lifting, and then, you know, getting weight.
Now, some are concerned with the weight that Adafi Owe has gained. He's gained 20 pounds. John Harbaugh specifically said it's 10 pounds of muscle. So, you know, the other pounds, I guess, what? Fat.
Yeah.
Is this a bad idea coming to a contract here, in your opinion?
Yes, I do. And because, I mean, he had a good year last year, finally. But part of the flaw in his game is he sticks to people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, he doesn't have the moves to get separation when, you know, the tackles get their hands on him. He ends up like, I've seen him spin. I mean this. I saw him do a spin move and end up in exactly the same place, exactly the same spot. That's not how it works. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to spin and move to one side or the other away from the tackle. Mm-hmm. He put a spin move on and was standing right in front of the OT. I'm like, that's not how that works. Anyway,
so you don't think the problem was weight? You think the problem was
I think it's speed and agility. I mean, I think that's been the problem, where he doesn't have the ability to get away from people. So maybe this is the answer. Maybe if he's stronger, I don't know how much stronger he is. If he put on 10 pounds of muscle, good for him. But he put on 10 pounds of fat with it. I don't know if it's a good thing for him. I just think he needs to be, because you look at these guys now, these edge rushers.
They're sleek.
They're very, very lean.
Look like power forwards.
They do look like forwards. They're great basketball players. They look like that now. They don't look like they did years ago when the guys had some weight on them, or, you know, even outside linebackers like Jarrett Johnson, who was an outstanding, I thought, you know, in what he did. But he wasn't lean. He was big. Suggs was a big man.
Mm-hmm.
Suggs wasn't built like that.
He wasn't built like an NBA player.
But he had a weight problem, too. And remember, after you have a big contract, he'd come back a little heavy, and he wasn't the same, you know, T-Sizzle. That's the only thing that worries me. Because Suggs, they're just built differently than they were. Suggs was just power, strong man. Just a big, strong man. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this. So I guess we'll see as when they get to training camp.
It's funny to me because it seems like nowadays athletes are trying to go smaller, more speed. Yeah. So it's odd to me that he would pick, if he picked up 10 pounds of muscle and that's it, I can see that.
That's fine.
But if you're telling me you picked up 20 pounds and 10 of those are muscle, then I'm questioning, okay, well, what are the other 10 pounds for, man?
I mean, something. I mean.
What is it for? Yeah. We know what it is if it's not muscle, yeah. But why? What was your what was your purpose? And he said he needed to gain add some more weight to it. And listen, I'm sure he consulted a nutritionist and specialist and all those people, so I'm not going to sit here and act like I know better than them. I don't have the right to tell him what to do, but I do have the right to question it. I do.
Yeah. Mm. Because I do, you know, I've seen this movie before with Suggs when he had, you know, he comes off a great year, then comes back a little too heavy, mm-hmm. and did not have a good year. And I'd hate to see that here in this case. So, well, I don't know. I was not thrilled to hear it because I don't think the bull rush is the biggest their weakness in this game. We need to be, you know, that much bigger than these guys. You're not going to be bigger than them anyway. You're not going to be bigger than the tackles on the other side of the ball. They're just not.
Now, let me ask you this, Ed. Based on what you just said, the spin move, and he ended up right back in the same place.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think this is his way of saying, you know what? I'm just not going to get those techniques.
Yes.
I just got to get big and go by you.
I was getting there.
Yeah.
I think he may, or they may have realized it was said, or maybe he thought it to himself, I'm not going to be that guy. So I'm going to be this guy. I'm going to be the guy that puts on a lot of weight, a lot of strength, and I'm just going to overpower people and just, you know, push past them. That may be it.
Maybe that's the answer.
Could be.
Would Adafi Owe, in your opinion, have a second contract with the Baltimore Ravens?
Hmm. Oh, boy. I'd say probably because Green is just getting into his, and he was – second round pick. So, yeah, I'd see him getting a second contract because like Van Noy's not going to be here much longer.
Let me throw you a reason why probably not.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to need money allocated in other places.
For sure.
If Green is the guy that you think he is, then the Ravens for the next 2 or 3 years can go out and get the next Kyle Van Noy for cheaper than paying and committing that type of money to Adafi Owe. All the key to me is Green. If Green is that guy you think he's going to be, then you don't need to pay a ton of money for Adafi Owe. Because the only reason why you can consider signing Owe is if he has a good year. If he has a good year, then he's going to be Paul Kruger.
Yeah.
He's going to go on someplace else.
Yeah.
He's going to get the money. And if he has that, you don't want to commit that money because you have money to allocate in other places. So now you go out and you get the next Kyle Van Noy.
Mm-hmm.
And you do that for 2 or 3 years until you can allocate the money somewhere else. I think the key is Green, but I don't think he sees another contract with the Baltimore Ravens. Because I think Green is going to be that guy.
Well, it's possible. I just think because Van Noy is, I mean, look, the guy had 12 and a half sacks.
I know.
I mean, you know, people look at, he's just turned 34. So he's.
Van Noy. Van Noy. Okay.
So Van Noy just turned 34 years old. Not young for an NFL player in that position, but he had a great season. So
and hear what I'm saying. I don't think Owe's going to be here because he's successful. That's what I'm saying to you.
Oh,
I think he's going to earn a contract, and I think because they have money to allocate other places. I'm agreeing with you. I think he's going to go out and have double digit sacks again, and I think the Ravens are going to see that money going somewhere else, and they go out and get the next 32, 33 year old who they can get a year or two out of and do it that way again. I don't think they're going to, knowing that you're going to have to pay Green eventually, lock up that kind of money on another pass rusher. Yeah. I just don't think.
You got a couple of years before you have to pay Green.
We do.
And I don't think Van Noy, who knows, maybe have another season like last season. Because it's funny, in the beginning of his career, this is like the best he's played in his career, which is odd to me. I am talking about Van Noy right now.
Uh-huh.
Because it's absolutely... In his first 4 years, let's go look at this for a second. With Detroit, he was drafted by the Lions, played 3 years there, then went to New England where we saw him a lot. In the first 4 seasons in the NFL, he had 2 sacks.
Mm-hmm.
Then he had 5.5 and 3.5. Here, last 2 seasons, he had 9 and 12.5 sacks. This is the best he's ever played.
Yes.
Yeah. So I don't know what's going on with him.
Chuck Smith.
Chuck Smith has a lot to do with it, which I'm hoping helps Owe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.